You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
I think they've lobbied for the big three. When I say the big, I wish I had a picture to show to you. Pastor Michael, I think, and Pastor Jonathan will be coming in to speak. Three of us are serving with missions. Pastor Jonathan oversees our school and 10 days. And he's our legal recruiter because he's our mission mobilizer. Lahat ng may calling for missions interface with him. And he helps them basically go through the school and serve in the nations. Pastor Michael will also be coming to speak. He's our executive director and director for missionary care. And he also oversee all of our EN partnership. Ako naman po a responsibility ko sa missions. Aside from being the Asia director, is also responsible for international church plants. Kaya I'm so grateful for you. I want to take this opportunity before I share to express my deepest appreciation for your support to missions all of these years. Some of you are our partners. Some of you are our potential partners. And some of you have just been saved. This is why two Sundays out of the year, Victory takes time to talk about missions so you know what is going on outside our local churches in Manila, outside the Philippines, and really all over Asia and maybe even different parts of the world. Just to say that this is how much we value missions. And we have such a high view of mission in this ministry. I really want to thank personally also all the pastors that are here. Pastor Winston, of course. By the way, those of you who do not know, Pastor Winston is also Dr. Winston Reyes. He also has his doctorate in Asbury, one of the best seminaries in the world. Pastor Earl. You know, all of these pastors, we call them our ambassadors. Because they are advocates, major advocates for our mission work. The truth is, without your partnership, without their leadership helping us, sila Pastor Mark was just here earlier, and Pastor Ed, without their support, we could not do what we are called to do. And I hope as we share the word today, you will have a greater appreciation, really, for what is happening. Because when we talk about missions, this is not a side issue. This is not just one of the departments or one of the activities that we do. We do not preach mission for these 2 weeks because the Bible says so. In fact, the reason we even have a Bible today is because God had a mission. Pag walang mission si Lord, walang Bible. Pag walang mission si Lord, walang Messiah, wala si Jesus. Pag tatanggalin mo si Jesus, wala na tayong Bible, di ba? Wala na tayong New Testament. In fact, we love our church, but the reason we even have church today is because God had a mission. Lahat ng testimony ng salvation natin, healing, restoration, is all has a purpose. Yung text na binasa ni Pastor Winston, nung nag-take siya ng offering, Genesis 12, sinasabi doon, pagpalain daw tayo ni Lord para tayo mapagpala rin sa iba. Amen ba? Hindi pwedeng na-save lang tayo, na-bless na tayo, may maganda tayong trabaho, may maganda tayong pamilya, pero yun lang. That is not the purpose. God save us for a reason and for a purpose. That we might be called salt and light so that we will be able to also become witnesses to impact the ends of the earth. Amen ba? Hindi healthy sa isang simbahan na lumalago lang, pero walang burden o walang heart for world missions. In the early days, malalaki yung banner na nilalagay natin, nakalagay, reaching the city to reach the world. Kaya, that has always been our heart. Sino pa sa inyo dito, nakalaala nung last year nating series? Alam nyo ba yung title ng series, ng mission series natin last year? Wala na nakatanda, no? Ang mission series natin, viral. Nalala niyo ba yung viral? The year before that, Glocal. Naalala niyo ba yung Glocal? Okay? So, we have always been, meron pa tayong, the year before that, are we there yet? Diba? So, kaya natin ini-emphasize to because this is so close to the heart. So, of Jesus. Bakit nga ba? So, let me explain to you at least three basic rational why mission is so important for us. One, klarong-klaro kasi, nakalagay sa Great Commission niya sa Matthew 28, 18 to 20, sinabi ni Jesus, go into all the world and make disciples of how many nations? All. Hindi lang pa ilan-ilan, hindi lang kung ano lang yung gusto natin, sinabi ni Lord, all. Kaya tayo sa Victory, seryoso tayong ma-reach ang bawat bansa simula sa Asia. At ito yung matindi, ang Asia, 60% ng buong mundo. Siniseryoso po natin yan kasi yun ang toka natin. Amen ba? Ako, nanggaling ako last week sa South Africa. Last Sunday, I preached in South Africa. Imagine, no? Hindi na natin radio pero tinutulungan natin sila. Chinachallenge natin sila. Tumitulungan natin mag-strategize. Can you imagine God using this third world country to be a blessing to the world? Because God wants us to reach all nations. 60%. Alam nyo ba, ang Oceania, yung Australia, New Zealand, 1% lang ng buong mundo yan. Ang America, bagamat napakalaki, kasama na yung Canada, tawag natin dyan North America, alam nyo ba, 5% lang ng buong mundo yan. Alam nyo ba, yung buong Latin America, napakalaki yan. No? South America, alam nyo ba, 9% lang ng buong mundo yan. Ang buong Europa, napakalaki po yan. Alam nyo ba, 12% lang ng buong mundo yan. Ang Africa, the largest continent in the world, alam nyo ba, 13% lang ng buong mundo yan. Alam nyo ba kung gaano kalaki ang Asia? 60%. Kaya siniseryoso natin kasi napakalaking obligasyon. We will give an account to God for this responsibility that He has entrusted to us. Kaya naman pala, itong Genesis 12, nilagay ko dyan kasi minsan iniisip nyo, paano naman tayo? Dami nga tayong needs dito. Ang dami nga natin pangangailangan dito. Yun na nga eh. Hindi yun nakadepende sa ekonomiya natin. Sinabi ni Lord, pagpalain ko kayo para kayo mapagpala. Isipin nyo mabuti ito. How can we fulfill our end of the bargain to be a blessing to the nations if we are not blessed ourselves? That is why kayong mga negosyante, those of you that are young professional, you need to have a healthy perspective of the blessings of God on your life. Hindi tayo pwede mag-pray, Lord, pagpalain mo ako para makapagbayad ako ng tuition, matrikula, electricity, utilities. No. Mag-pray tayo kay Lord ng sobra-sobra. Let's pray for above and beyond what we can ask or imagine so we could fulfill our role to be a blessing. Amen? Not just enough to meet our needs, but more than enough so that we have extra to be. How many of you would rather, sino sa inyo dito you would rather receive rather than give? Siyempre, mas masarap yung nagigive ka, di ba? And remember, the place of blessing is not in the receiving. The real place of blessing is in the giving. For it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Pangalawa, we are empowered to be witnesses. Sinabi ni Lord, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be my witnesses. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, sa buong mundo. The question now is, are we faithful witnesses? We will also give an account to God for the blessings and the resources He has blessed us with, if we are faithful. But there is nothing more personal than point number three. Because Jesus purchased with His blood. Tinubos po niya sa pamamagitan ng sarili niyang dugo ang lahat ng angkan, ang lahat ng wika, ang lahat ng tao, at lahat ng bansa, every tribe and language and people and nation, He purchased with His blood. This is why we take missions very serious. This is more than a ministry program, personal kay Jesus, personal sa atin ito. Because this is what Jesus shed His blood for, that His name be glorified in the nations. Ngayon po, ang ating titles mission series is Uncharted. Ang ibig lang po sabihin ng Uncharted is unexplored. Hindi pa naaabot ng mga lugar. Ang first week po natin, lost cities, reaching cities, ipapaliwanag po natin, bakit uncharted, bakit lost cities, but hindi lost tribes, or lost people, or hidden people. Number two, new heroes, raising local leaders. Excited ako niyan, pero iba na magpipreach niya next week, okay? Ang pakay po natin, the goal for this series is to understand the strategic value of reaching cities and empowering local leaders to help reach this, disciple their cities, nations, and the rest of the world. Ang missions po natin, hindi po tayo pumupunta doon at doon na tayo mamatay. Hindi po. Tinitrain po na ang mga missionary natin, pumunta sa isang lugar, mag-reach ng local, i-raise yung local, i-empower yung local, at mag-take over yung local. Amen ba? Hindi naman natin papabayaan prematurely. We want to make sure the locals are mature, equipped, trained, they are strong. Yung buong China natin, pinull out na natin lahat ng missionary kasi napakarami na. Mahigit na 50 ang full-time leaders nila, Chinese na. Why? Because they understand their culture, they speak their language, they know their people better. Ginamit ng tiny Lord for a few years to start the work. Ang Laos, ganun din. Pinull out na rin natin ang mga missionary natin. Ang Myanmar, ang dami tayong missionaryo, pinull out na rin natin lahat. Kasi na-raise up na natin successfully yung mga locals. So, madideploy na naman natin yung ibang missionary natin dun sa mga hindi pa naaabot na lugar, mga uncharted. So, bakit reaching cities? Kasi, pag naisip natin yung uncharted, ang pumapasok sa isip natin, adventure, exploration, mystery, treasure, danger, new territories. But I want to submit to you that the landscape of the world is changing. While all of that is still encompassed in what we call world missions, nagbabago po ang makeup ng buong mundo. Nagiging highly urban na. Nawawala na po yung mga, nagdi-diminish na po yung mga tao sa kagubatan, sa mga tribo-tribo. Karamihan ng world's population is now moving toward the world's cities. Basahin po natin ang ating text ngayon sa Acts 14, 21 to 26. When they had preached the gospel to that city, yan po, ang dami kong in-underline. The greatest missionary of all time, the Apostle Paul. Ito po yung naging strategy niya. Yung mga in-underline ko, yan po mga city lahat yan. Gospel to that city and had made many disciples. They returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. And when they had appointed elders for them in every church, with prayer and fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Then they passed through Pisidia and come to Pamphylia. And when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. And from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had fulfilled. So bigyan ko po kayo ng context. Ito pong passage na binasa po natin, this is the conclusion of Paul's first missionary journey. Meron po siyang three missionary journeys. Ang pakay niya po ay pumunta ng Spain, pero he ended up again going to Rome. Remember? And then, yun yung parang pakay ni Paul. Dito po, nagsimula ang buong mission outreach to the Gentiles in the city called Antioch. Yan po yung talagang ginamit ni Lord yung church na to para mag-break open to the Gentile world. So, na-commission sila, alam niyo Acts 13? You know, while they were praying and fasting, the Holy Spirit spoke, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the mission work. Remember that? So, nung sinend out po sila, pumunta sila sa port city ng Seleucia, pumunta sila sa Cyprus, sa Salamis, Paphos, tapos pumunta sila sa Perga, pumunta sila dito sa Antioch, Pisidian Antioch. Dalawa po yung Antioch. Iba tong Antioch na to. Ito Pisidian Antioch. And then, pumunta sila sa Iconium, Lystra, Derbe. Tapos bumalik ulit sila. Trinace back nila. Pabalik dito, pumunta ng Perga, pero nag-side trip sa Attalia. Tapos direct na papunta sa Antioch. That was the first missionary journey. They went back to Antioch to report all that God has done. So, napaka-revolutionary ito. This was a pioneering and a groundbreaking mission. It's never been done before. And outreach in which Paul preached the gospel and planted churches in about 7 cities in a period of 1 year. Talagang nag-preach si Paul doon. Ngayon, I want to show you from this passage 4 things we need to know about reaching the world's cities. Unang-una, ang naging primary strategy ni Paul was to plant churches in the strategic cities of the Roman Empire. Mamaya, papaliwanag ko sa inyo ang rational. Bakit ang thinking natin city? In fact, ako, may doctorate degree ako sa missiology. Ang pinaka-primary focus is profiling unreached people's groups of the world. Yan po yung mga hidden people, mga tribal people, mga kung ano-anong klaseng tao. I am totally sold out to that concept. Pero the calling that God has placed in our ministry is we are called to the world's capital. Kung saan, kung anong ang people group po natin, kung nasaan yung, kung anong bansa man yun, nasaan man yung capital, at nasaan man yung university center, yun ang people group natin. Why? Hindi natin dinidespise, hindi natin sinasabi mas maganda yung strategy natin kaysa sa mga rural. Kaya lang, mas strategic i-reach yung mga tao sa urban para makapag-build ng church because of support, because of logistics. Tapos, mas madali nang i-reach out from there lahat ng city or municipality from that country. Kesa sa dumiretso tayo sa rural, ba 20 years, yung pa rin yung 20 katao miniministra mo, wipe out ka na. Kasi yung mga nire-reach mo, hindi sila mga influencers and shakers that can impact the whole nation. Medyo local lang sila. Nakuha nyo ba? I believe primarily God called us to impact future leaders who will impact the rest of their nation for Jesus. Napaka-importante kay Paul yung city that it was used 42 times in the book of Acts. Let me give you quickly the rationale for reaching cities. Number one, because of migration and urbanization, majority of the world now live in cities. More than 50% of the world is now urban. In fact, in some developed countries, over 85% of the world is urban na. Alam mo, Singapore, no? Meron tayong napaganda ng pagkagawa ng mga creatives natin. Singapore is zero rural. It is 100% urban. Okay? Number two, cities are gateways and serve as melting pots of cultures. Gusto mo impluensyaan yung buong bansa? Nandyan lahat ng influencer sa city. Arts, education, lahat nandyan. Innovation. Okay? Kaya napaka-importante gateway siya at saka melting pot. Ngayon, hindi ka na pupunta sa, minsan, you don't even have to go to unreached people. The unreached people are going to you. The cities have become multi-ethnic, multicultural. So many different kinds of people live in our cities. Accessibility, easy to go. I mean, in the last 6 weeks, I've been to 5 different countries. I've been to Australia, New Zealand, Brunei, Guam. I've been to South Africa, all in 6 weeks. Wow, that's like one country a week. So, because of transportation hub, imagine, pagdating ko doon sa isang lugar, magbabas pa ako, magantay ko ng 3 hours, pagkasakay ko ng bus, 12 hours biyahe, tapos magkakabayo pa kami, tapos mamamangka pa kami para umabot doon sa tribo na 100 katao. So, I am not saying that's not important. There are people called to do that. May grace sila, mga new tribes mission. They are very important ministry. Pero tayo po, ang calling natin is to impact the capital city. Train people there to reach different parts of their country. Amen ba? Nakita niyo yung logic? Si Paul, makikita niyo, yan ang naging strategy niya. Center of commerce and industry, lahat ng innovation nandyan. At finally, home of world's campuses. 65% of the youth are in the campus. These are your future leaders in government, in business, in family, in industry, in every area of life. Kaya napaka-crucial to impact a city, to impact a nation, we impact the city. Amen ba? Here are some facts about urbanization. Rapid urbanization simply means an increasing number of people that live in our world cities. Tingnan nyo to. In 1900, 13% lang ng mundo urban. In 2008, kalahati na. 2014, 53.6% to as much as 60% now live in our world cities. They predict that by 2030, 60% of the world will be in the cities. But yet, in developing and developed world, More than 85% now live in urban. Now, here's urbanization by continent. Ang pinakababa, Africa, 40%. Asia, halos 50 na. Europe, 73.4. Latin America, 79. North America, 81%. Oceania, 70%. So the world, actually, pag inad mo yan, lahat, dinivide mo by 6. Ang labas yan, 64% of the world is actually urban. Pero I have to get this 2014 facts from a legitimate source, no? Yun yung standard nila. Now, tingnan nyo yung mga world's megacities. A megacity is defined as a city of more than 10 million people. Ang may mga asterisk na blue, yan po yung mga Asian country. Isipin nyo, ang Manila nandiyan, no? 22 million, number 9. Ahead a little bit of New York. Konti lang ang hindi sa Asia. So talagang makikita ninyo yung challenge natin. Grabe yung challenge sa Asia, no? Second thing we need to do to effectively reach the city, kailangan may strategy. Hindi pwedeng lalanding ka lang sa city, babara-barabay ka lang. Kailangan alam natin, we should know what needs to be done. Paul had a strategy. One, he went to the synagogue. Because he's a Jew, upon arriving in a city, Paul always went to the synagogue first to preach the gospel to his fellow Jews. You know, minsan, pupunta po tayo sa Saudi, pupunta tayo sa Qatar, Kuwait, sa Dubai. Na-attract natin Filipino dahil Filipino tayo. Pero hindi po tayo nag-i-start ng Filipino church doon. Ginagamit po natin lahat ng mga Filipino, especially if they're from Victory, para maging missionary people sila, magiging sila yung bridges to reach peoples of other culture. Amen po ba? So doon muna. Tapos alam nyo ba, when the Jews reject the gospel, Paul moved to non-religious venues, homes, lecture halls, in order to preach the gospel. Ang tawag natin dyan, creative access. Pag hindi tayo, pag bawal mag-preach publicly, bumaba na tayo sa campus, kailangan mag one-on-one, kung kailangan mag-share tayo sa Starbucks, sa ilalim ng puno, sa trabaho, whatever, basta may open door, nagiging creative tayo so that we could take the gospel even to the most restricted countries. Third, ang naging strategy ni Paul is to engage entire households, not just individuals. Pag tinignan niyo yung buong entire book of Acts, ang conversion ng individual doon, dalawa lang naka-record. Si Paul lang at saka yung Ethiopian eunuch. Lahat ng conversion, Lydia and her household, Cornelius and his household, Titus Justus and his household, the Philippian jailer and his household, puro household, meaning relationships. Hindi lang household, the immediate family, barkada. Just a matter of time, lahat yan, magbabarkada, magkakaibigan, magkakamag-anak, masisave lahat. In other words, the gospel travels through relationship. And finally, team ministry. Paul never ventured just on his own out there in some city somewhere. Hindi po tayo nagpapadala na hindi team. Kailangan kompleto yung team. That is the way our work can become successful. Mga young leaders kasama ni Paul, si Timothy, si Silas, ganun tayo. Mamaya, ipapakita ko sa inyo yung mga iba-ibang nating mga, I'll show to you in a moment, different kinds of where we are going and the missionary team that goes. Third point, there is cost to reaching the city. Mga kapatid, kaya kailangan ng panalangin ninyo ang ating mga missionary at ating mga missionary works. Sa sobrang dami ng nation at daming ng city, kaya nga minsan, kailangan mag-adapt lang kayo. Let's say, China, pinagpipray nyo talaga yan. Or let's say, Japan, whatever it is, the Lord might put in your heart. Pero importante pag-pray. Tingnan nyo to, sa dalawang chapter lang na to. Dalawang chapter lang. Tingnan nyo yung naging opposition at saka challenges. Acts 13:8, in the city of Paphos, Elymas, the sorcerer, opposed them. Verse 45, in Pisidian Antioch, when the Jews saw the crowds coming to hear Paul and Barnabas, they were filled with jealousy, na inggit sila, and talk abusively against what Paul was saying. Okay? Now, in verse 50, chapter 13, in Pisidia, as the word spread, the Jews incited. Ito, hindi lang inggit. Talagang, ano na, they stir up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and even expel them from their region. Hindi lang city, but from all of Pisidia. Marami kasing cities din ang Pisidia. Now, in Acts chapter 14, verse 2, in Iconium, the Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against Paul and Barnabas. Can you imagine? You are sacrificing to go there. You're obeying God. Pagdating mo doon, ano mga sasabihin nila? Yan mga yan, gagamitin ka lang yan. Yan, exploit ka lang yan. Yan mga yan, missionary na yan. They will do all kinds of things to oppose. So hindi na tayo naib pagdating sa mga ganyan. This is a spiritual battle. We do not fight against flesh and blood. Verse 5 of Acts 14, Gentiles and Jews together with their leaders plotted to mistreat and stone Paul and Barnabas. Nakikita niyo ba? Kanina, ano lang, inggit lang. Ngayon, kanina plano lang. Ngayon talagang may balak ng patayin sila. And totoo nga, pagdating natin sa verse 19 in Lystra, the Jews want the crowd to stone Paul and drag him outside of the city, leaving him for dead. Ang hindi nila alam, buhay pa pala si Paul. Pinag-pray, nagising ulit si Paul, alam niyo ginawa ni Paul, hindi tumakbo, bumalik sa Lystra bago pumunta ng Derbe. Ang tindi talaga. So there is cost. Number 4, the last point here, is the impact of reaching the city. Here's what's encouraging. The impact, the result, far outweighs the cost. The reason we are sacrificing, we are going to the nations, because for when we see local people get saved, when we see a church planted, sulit, all our sacrifices is worth it all. Amen? Tingnan natin ang nangyari dito. In Acts 13:44, the next Sabbath, almost the whole city, pwede ba natin sabihin, whole city, gathered to hear the word of the Lord. Amen? Verse 49, and the word of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole region. Hindi lang the whole city gathered, the word of God is spreading. And then in 14 verse 1, at Iconium they entered together into the Jewish synagogue and spoke in such a way that a great number of both Jews and Greeks believed. Can you say that with me? Great numbers. Wow, great numbers. Look in the next verse, verse 3. So they remained for a long time speaking boldly for the Lord, who bore witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. They enjoyed the time unopposed, and they preached the word with so much boldness. For verse 21, when they had preached the gospel to that city and had made many disciples. Can you say that with me? Many disciples. Yan ang prayer natin. Hindi lang yung marami tayong activity. Nagpo-produce ba ng disciples yan? Nag-raise ba ng mga local leaders yan? They returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. Tingnan nyo yung story natin. Lahat yan nagsimula sa Metro Manila. Dahil nag-reach tayo sa University Belt, pag-graduate ng mga taga Pangasinan, gusto nila umuwi sa Dagupan. Pastor, saan po kami mag-attend ng church? Uy, o nga no? Saan ba yung Dagupan? Halika, sama tayo, puntaan natin. Ayun, nakapag-start tayo ng church sa Dagupan. Sunod, na-plant natin yung Baguio. Sunod, Tugigiraw. Sunod, Los Baños sa South na. Sunod, Visayas na. Sunod, Cebu na, Iloilo. Wow! The rest is history. Today, 78 churches all over the Philippines. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Amazing, no? Hindi lang yun. Hindi sila tumigil doon. Yung plinat natin sa Dagupan, nagplant din ang Dagupan ng Lingayen. Plinat niya rin yung Ordaneta. Yung Ordaneta, plinat niya yung Cabanatuan. Yung Baguio, plinat San Fernando. Yung Tugigaraw, plinat niya yung Santiago. Yung Iloilo, plinat niya yung Bacolod. Yung Cebu, Mandaue. Hindi ko natutuloy kasi lahat yan may planting churches. See? You reach a city to reach the nation. Amen ba? Ganun katinding story. Ganun din ang story ng Asia. Who would ever imagine that God would use a third world country like ours? Gagamitin tayo ni Lord para humayo sa buong mundo. Cities reaching cities. Nations reaching nations. Sa Asia po, 25 nations na tayo in 135 cities. Pwede ba natin palapakan si Lord ulit yan? Grabe. Hindi lang yan, ito pa, Middle East. Nasa 8 countries na tayo, actually 9 dahil kasama Iran dyan. In 17 or 18 cities, kung isama natin yung Tehran. At saka ito, Central Asia, nasa Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, mag-start na tayo ngayon ng bago pa. Kazakhstan, pinakamalaki sa lahat ng stan na nation. At saka sa Oceania, dahil under na rin sa Asia yung Oceania, meron tayo Australia, Guam, New Zealand, and Saipan. 4 countries, 7 different cities. Grabe. So, in truth, we are in 40 of all total 60 nations. We are in 2/3 and we have 1/3 to go. Praise God. So ano yung strategy natin for the remaining 20? Ito yung tinatawag natin na 2020 initiative. Okay? Kung ang target natin eh 3 countries per year, by the time we reach 2020, we would have reached all countries of Asia. Pag sinabi ko po Asia, lahat po yan kasama Middle East, kasama po yung Central Asia. So far so good, 2013, na-launch na po natin Timor-Leste, that's the last frontier of Southeast Asia. In short, we reach all Southeast Asia already. And then we launched the work in Pakistan and Sri Lanka. It's a check but it's red because it's an ongoing church plant. In 2014, we launched Tibet. Meron tayong missionary sa Tibet. Naiwan na lang Egypt and Kazakhstan. Yan po yung bagong nation na i-hit natin. Itong October 7 dapat, birthday ko, pupunta kami dapat ng Egypt. Kaya lang nabalitaan ng mga every nation pastors natin na Egyptian. Meron tayong mga Egyptian pastors sa Amerika. Na-provoke sila na Asia yung babalat ng Egypt. Sabi nila, sama kami dyan. Pero pwede ba i-move yung date? Konti. Kaya medyo na-move ng konti. Yung Oman, 2015, na-launch na rin. Dapat 2015 pa. But 4 months ago, I was there and we were able to launch the work ahead of schedule. Pero nagdagdag tayo ng isang bansa, Fiji, for this year. Kaya we really are looking at, between now and next year, 5 different cities. So in the short time that I have, I'll walk you through the description, at least of these 5 cities. Number 1, Egypt. Tingnan nyo yan, no? A nation of 85 million, 90% Muslims, but take a look at this. 75% of their entire population is under the age of 25. This is one of the youngest populations in the whole world. Isipin nyo, 3% lang ang over 65. Sila Pastor Luther lang yun. Sila Pastor Ed. Kukunti lang sila. Sila yung mga elite. Karamihan, mga kabataan lahat. They're almost all very, very young. Okay? Ang city pong tinatarget natin, Cairo City, has a population of 12 million people. Nandiyan po yung mga pyramids. Napaka-exotic po to, historic city. Yan po yung sunod na tatargetin natin. Cairo City also hosts Cairo University. Would you believe, one of the largest universities in the world has 250,000 students undergraduate and 15,000 postgraduate students. Wow, what an opportunity. Ang pangalawang bansa po is Kazakhstan. Ang Kazakhstan po is again 17 million, 70% Muslims, but they guarantee freedom of religion. Hallelujah. Ang pinaka-key city po na pupuntahan natin is Almaty. Yan po yung dating capital. Kasi yung bagong capital ngayon, kalahati lang yung population. At saka meron po silang Kazakh National University. 20,000 students, but notice this. 4,000 international students from 80 nations. Ang ibig sabihin yan, parang music sa tenga natin yan. Bakit? Pag pumapasok tayo sa isang bansa, we come in as international students, learning language and culture. While learning the language, ini-engage na natin ang estudyante. Wala na, plant na kagad ng church. Atinde, di ba? Kaya pag nag-guarantee ng ganyan, maganda sa atin, para sa atin yan. Ito po yung Filipino missionary natin, si Rose Reyes. She has been a missionary to Mongolia for maybe 7 years and she's now in Kyrgyzstan, ready to go to Kazakhstan. Ito naman si Chid, nasa Cambodia at saka sa Afghanistan missionary, 11 years, veterano to. Ito, yung sinasabi natin, young leader, bagong graduate lang yan, School of World Missions. Meron na po tayong team. Ang third country is Republic of Fiji. Ito po, maliit lang na bansa, less than 1 million lang. Marami pa yung estudyante sa University of Cairo. 2 Fiji na bansa, okay? Pero may unique siyang component. 28% is Hindu. Para itong Bali. But, and here's what's exciting, is one of the friendliest people in the whole world. So, ang target city po natin, Suva, huwag ko na lang sabihin na, pero parang Boracay Island, itong buong island ng Fiji. Talaga napakagandang place ito. 77,000 population, they have 2 major universities, University of South Pacific, and Fiji National University. Ang exciting po dito, meron na po tayong Fiji team. Ito po si Jared and Nicole, sila po ay New Zealander, at saka medyo Samoan. graduate po yan ng School of World Mission natin last year. Nag-aral po dito. Meron pa po dalawang team. Darating itong January, kag-graduate ng May, mag-aaral po dito, School of World Mission, para in the middle of this year, full-blown ang church plant natin sa Fiji. Sila po mga New Zealander sila lahat. Pero, trinay natin kasi under na ngayon ang Australia, New Zealand sa atin dito sa Asia. No? Which I serve as new director. The fourth city I want to feature is probably one of the most dangerous countries in the world. Papua New Guinea. Sino ba sa atin may contact ng Papua New Guinea dito? Kamag-anak, ayun. Naku, sana makakausap ko kayo. Baka may mga, pwede tayong mga strategic partnership dyan, no? Ang population nito, hindi masyado kalakihan, 7.2 million. Ito po yung eastern continuation of Indonesia. Nakadikit po ito sa island ng Indonesia, no? Pero, makikita nyo dito, it is one of the most culturally diverse country in the world. Notice nyo ba? They record as much as 848 languages to 1,300 languages in this tiny nation. Imagine, 800 languages. Wow, that's challenging. Not only that, 80% is rural. Not only that, extreme poverty, jobless mga tao. One-third of the population earns less than 125, less than 55 pesos a day. One-third of the whole nation. And not only that, the level of violence against women is one of the highest in the world. Some 70% of women in Papua New Guinea will be raped or physically assaulted in their lifetime. Imagine that. Grabe. Kaya kailangan tayo pumunta dyan kaagad para madala yung ebanghelyo. Amen? Ang redemptive aspect ng Papua New Guinea, by the way, Port Moresby is the city we're starting. Tourism Review says, it is Earth's most dangerous and least livable cities in the world. Kaya pag kayo po yung tinawag na missionary doon, good luck na lang ha. Hindi, kasama tayo doon. Sama-sama tayo. Okay, we're committed to you. But, ito yung redemptive aspect. University of Papua New Guinea, these are your most intelligent, these are the future leaders. Sila po, very gracious, very conversant, good-mannered people, completely the opposite of the whole country. Kaya if we bring Jesus to them, they will be the one that will help bring change to their nation. Amen? Kaya malay mo, baka mag-speak si Lord sa inyo. Pupunta tayo dyan. Ang last nation na gusto ko i-feature ay Turkmenistan. 5.2 million lang po, 89% Muslims. But, take a look at this. They mix their Islam with animism and they are not militant. That's good news. They are peace-loving people. Pero here are some interesting facts. Alam niyo ba, sa sobrang dami ng kanilang petroleum and gas resource, gumawa ng batas ang bansa nila from 2003, imagine this is a law, to 2030, that's 27 years, the government subsidized electricity, gas, water, and salt. At hindi lang yon, galit pa sila. Pag may kotse ka, bibigyan ka ng 120 liters of free gasoline every month. Pag ikaw may truck, 200 liters. Pag ikaw may motor, 40 liters a month. Hindi mo kayang ubusin yun. O sino sa inyo gusto na pumunta sa Turkmenistan? Tindi, di ba? Sana gobyerno natin, ganun din, ano? Yung city na i-reach natin is Ashgabat City. 1 million people. This is the primary government, administrative and business center, and the major university, the future leaders, are coming to Turkmen State University. I would like to close by just challenging you this thought. Bottom line is, guys, this is more than just a strategy. God really has a redemptive purpose for the cities of the world. You know, it starts in a garden, but it ends up in a city, New Jerusalem City. That is God's overall plan. First, it was all negative. Everything about cities before seemed to be negative. And then later on, as God's unfolded in the New Testament, grabe na, God has a redemptive plan in the city. In fact, He said, if the righteous lead in the city, you know, people come into rejoicing. God has a great purpose. But I want to share with you two scripture before I end in Jonah 4:11. Referring to Nineveh. Diba, Nineveh is one of the most sinful city. It's a city that's in rebellion against God. That's ripe for judgment. But this is what God said about it. Should I not should not I pity Nineveh, that great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle. Way back then, that's the premier city of the world. The most powerful, the most wealthiest city. And yet, 120,000 lang, sabi ni Lord, great city na. Imagine the mega cities of the world today. Grabe ang compassion ni Lord sa heart niya. And that reminds me of Matthew 23:37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Parang sinasabi ni Lord, kung alam mo lang ang plano ko, ang pagmamahal ko, ang redemptive plan ko para sa inyo. Gusto ko kayong mayakap. Gusto ko kayong pumunta sa akin. This is why we are going to the world cities. This is why we are doing this series. Just as I close, my brothers and sisters, I want to leave you this challenge. As a church, we are committed to reach the world cities. We are committed to raise teams that will impact the cities of the world. We are committed to raise up and send missionaries that we support, that we pray, that we hold the ropes for. Ganun po yung commitment natin. Ito pong dalawang linggo, 2 Sundays na to, is to give you, walk you through the exciting opportunity, not only to let you know what's happening with Victory Missions, but to give you an opportunity to be involved. Guys, iba sa inyo dito may calling from God to go to some of these cities. Kung wala dito, baka ibang cities ng buong mundo. But we are also called to pray. Ipanalangin po natin ang lahat ng mga missionaries natin. But the least every one of us can do is to give. Pagpalain daw po tayo ni Lord para tayo mapagpala. Pag iniisip nyo ngayon, pag ako may pera na, gusto ko, involve ako dyan, Pastor. No, mali. At your worst, you start giving now. Because this is what break poverty in our lives. Amen ba? Pag nagbibigay po tayo, watch out how the Lord prosper you and bless you. It's not the amount. Next week po, mag-start po tayong mag-renew ng pledge. Baka mahiya kayo na maliit lang ibibigay ninyo. Ang challenge ko, kahit maliit, magbigay kayo. Let's be involved. All of us. Amen ba? Gusto niyo ba magbigay? Guys, matindi itong ginagawa natin. Yung iba, alam mo, napunta ako minsan sa isang nation, no? Isa lang bansa, pinag-usapan nila, ginadar nila lahat ng simbahan sa buong bansa na to. Nag-raise sila ng malaking-malaking pera. Plano pa lang to reach. Wala pang teams, wala pang strategy. Plano pa lang isang bansa. Tayo tahimik. Pero tingnan nyo ilang bansa na yung na-reach natin. Guys, we just don't talk. We walk the talk. Amen? We are serious. And we need your partnership. We need your support. Nakikita nyo naman, hindi to puro sales talk. Talagang you see churches, you see lives change, you see local leaders being raised up. I want to really challenge you. Next week, pag talagang chinalas kayo, be involved, every one of us, and see how God will bless you through this. Amen? Let's all close, bow our heads and close. Can we give the Lord a big hand, by the way? Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for all the cities that you have given us already. Thank you for giving us the much needed workers and the teams, for your word says, the harvest is plentiful indeed, but the workers are few. Lord, we have a team for Fiji. We have a team, Lord God, for Kazakhstan. But we need to pray for teams for, Lord God, for Turkmenistan and for Papua New Guinea. Lord God, in Egypt. Lord Jesus, I pray that you, Lord of the harvest, that you will give us laborers. And Lord, even as you have blessed your people, may you bless them even more. Lord, bless the business people. Bless the young professionals. Bless everybody here, Lord God. Give them the ability to make wealth, to confirm your covenant that we will be a blessing to our city, our church, and to the nations of the world. Lord God, I just commend them all into your grace. Thank you for your awesome, awesome grace and the privilege you've given us to touch cities and nations of the world. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.